Yes, it is. It's a great day for Australian sport. Good day at the test yesterday. We had the Socceroos overnight, and we've got the Australian Open being played over two courses, two magnificent courses, Kingston Heath and Victoria today, the men's and the women's in the world of golf. And Martin Blake is the Australian Golf Media Manager and does a hell of a job for us as well. He's ready to roll on day one action. Good morning, Blakey.
Good morning, Whitey.
It's been a very big 24 hours for Australian sport, and it gets better with some great golf action today across two magnificent courses. Blakey, what's the early indications about the interest from the crowds? We've got some people rolling through?
Absolutely, Half. It's like a bit of a throwback. You know, it's early morning. Obviously, I'm out here at Victoria, and in actual fact, that probably the stronger field is at Kingston Heath this morning with Hannah Green and Adam Scott out there. But still quite a few people milling around here at Victoria. You can get a shuttle between the courses if you want to do both.
And, all right, good.
Probably this afternoon here at Victoria. You know, you've got Hannah Green and Adam Scott, Lucas Herbert out at Kingston Heath this morning. Then this afternoon from 12 o'clock, you're looking at Victoria. You're looking at Cameron Smith, Matt Jones, Minji Lee in the next group, Ryan Fox in the group after that, Kari Webb, So Yeon Yu, Ashley Buhai, Minwoo Lee. So you've got, you know, half a dozen fantastic groups this afternoon. Great scoring conditions. It's overcast, cool. The courses are a bit softer than probably what we would have intended for it to be, but that's just been, you know, the amount of rain that we've had. But I think there's going to be some low scoring.
Great. You mentioned some of those names. I mean, that's one of the real draw cards, I reckon, of having the men's and women's together. You've got the best of the best, particularly in the women's field, who are here trying to make it happen. And I think that gives the spectators and the sports fan, Blakey, a great chance to see something that perhaps they normally wouldn't.
It is, Half. I mean, it's something that we've probably led the world with in Australia, to be honest. With it dates back to the 2012 Victorian Open, which, you know, one of the administrators at Golf Victoria, David Greenhill, came up with the idea of putting the men's and women's Vic Opens together, and it took off pretty much from the start. Then they went down to 13th Beach in 2013, and ever since then they've done it down there. So really we're just following that format. I mean, we're calling it a world first because it's never been done for a national open.
Yeah.
But in actual fact, it's taken from the concept of the Vic Open, and people do like it. I mean, it fits with everything for us at Golf Australia because we're trying to present the game as a game for everyone and a fun game. We're trying to get away from the stereotype or the myth that golf is just for men, old fat men, you know. So, yes, you can play if you're an old fat man, but anyone can play. So that's what we're trying to get out there. So this event, symbolically, it's very important for us.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
I was not.
You were looking at me.
Well, Whitey plays pretty well. I've played with Whitey. So, yeah, I know he loves his golf. And, you know, it's going to be a good week. We had a great week in Queensland last week. The Aussie PGA went really well. And this one is a bit different. It's got a different vibe to it. The crowds, it'll be interesting to see how many we get. I mean, last week we were looking at, you know, I think about 10,000 on the last day. That's a lot of people on a golf course. In this instance, they're going to be spread across two courses, so it might not look like there are many here, but I still think we'll get some really good crowds. And we've got all the best Australian players. We've managed to get them all back to play, which is not always a given. So at the end of the year, you know, they're tired and they play most of their best stuff overseas. So we've managed to get them all back. We haven't had any, for instance, in Melbourne, we haven't had an Australian Open in Melbourne, for the men at least, since 2002, which is incredible. Someone like Mark Leishman, who grew up playing in the Sandbelt for Commonwealth, grew up in Warrnambool, played his pennant golf for Commonwealth. He came and watched the 2002 Australian Open at Victoria, you know, as a young kid. You know, he's never played one here, so exciting for those guys.
I think it's a really good point, Blakey. It's not just the fact there hasn't been an Australian Open in 3 years. It's the length of time between national titles here in Melbourne. I know they did that big deal with the New South Wales government, and that's the reason why it hasn't been down here. But I just hope it doesn't go back to that type of situation. And I'm not suggesting it should be in Melbourne all the time, but more of sort of a British Open rota system or something like that. But you can't have a scenario where the best golf courses in the world, you know, you're not seeing its national title there for 20 years.
So they, in around 2005, they had a 2007, I think it was, they had a couple of opens down at Moona Links on the peninsula, which Allenby won and Lonard won one. But beyond that, they didn't come to Melbourne at all. Look, the deal with the New South Wales government expires next year. So next year's Australian Open is at the Australian. And there'll be another course because we're going to do it as a dual-gender event again because, you know, you're not going to try it once and then throw it away. But let's just see how it goes. We think it'll go well. So we're back in Sydney next year, but that's the last year. So it's open slather now if someone wants to take it. You know, I think most people, Mike Clayton's a really good commentator. I know you've had him on a number of times. He thinks that it should rotate around. Now, the commercial aspects of that are quite tricky. But I'd love to see it have an anchor point, you know, maybe, say, Melbourne or Sydney, probably Melbourne because the courses are better, and then flick around to some of the other states. I mean, it'd be great to have an Australian Open in Perth, wouldn't it?
Karen, would be good.
And Adelaide's got tremendous golf courses, which we've been using for the Women's Open for the last few years. I think the last 6 years, the Women's Open's been over there. I mean, Cooyonga, for instance, is a fabulous course, Royal Adelaide. They'd be great venues for an Australian Open. So let's just see what unfolds after the contract with New South Wales expires next year. I mean,
let's worry about that down the track, Blakey. Let's worry about just focus on the now, the here and the now with Victoria and Kingston Heath with magnificent courses hosting the both men's and women's Australian Open kicking off today, and all the spectators can get there and have the shuttle bus in between. Great idea. Look forward to covering it tomorrow morning as well, mate. Thanks for your time.
Good on you, boys.